الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray would find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Today's khutbah inshallah is about the divine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wahhab, the all-giver. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. O our sustainer, let not our hearts swerve from the truth after thou hast guided us and bestow upon us the gift of thy grace. Verily thou art the true giver of gifts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amindahum khazain rahmatu rabb bika al-aziz al-wahhab. Or do they think that they own the treasures of thy sustainer grace, the grace of Almighty, the giver of the gifts? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul rabbi ighfir li wa hab li mulkan la yanbaghi li ahad min ba'di innaka antal wahhab. He prayed, O my sustainer, forgive my sins and bestow upon me the gift of kingdom which may not suit anyone after me. Verily, thou alone art a giver of gifts. The purpose of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Wahhab, the All-Giver, is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most gracious. For love is the essence of faith. In fact, Islamic religion is not only facts to understand and learn, but also feelings and emotions to live. A Muslim's mind should believe not only in Allah's existence, might and majesty, but also in His beautiful divine names and attributes. At the same time, a Muslim's heart should abound in love for Allah most gracious. What motivates man is his love more than his mind. Driven by his love, man sacrifices everything. But by using his mind, he may be convinced, he may believe, and he may be certain, but he does not move. Therefore, preachers and callers for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to address both people's minds and hearts at the same time. If they affect in man's mental convincement, they achieve only one half of success. But if in addition to mental convincement, they make in him an attitude based on love, they achieve complete success. In other words, You are above all a human being with both a mind and a heart. If you use your mind to contemplate the universe, you get to know Allah, the Almighty. If you realize the great divine favors that Allah most gracious bestows upon you, you love Him with all your heart. Moreover, if you love Allah, this means that you are rightly guided. A human being is not a real human being unless he or she loves. Love is indispensable for human life. The remarkable thing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, venerable companions, may Allah be pleased with them, why did they achieve the impossible? Why did they purchase themselves for the cause of Allah? Why did they sacrifice everything? If a finger of one of us is wounded, he cries out, bandages, excuse himself from meetings, and even has a sick leave. Consider what the venerable companion Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, did. He received a blow of a sword that chopped off his right hand. So he held the flag with his left hand. Another blow came to chop off his left hand. So he managed to hold the flag with his upper arms and to keep holding it until he felt dead. What love could drive him to sacrifice his life? Another example is Al-Khansa. Before she embraced Islam, she filled the world with her wailing and lamentation when her brother Sakhr was murdered. However, after she embraced Islam, her four sons died as martyrs in the Battle of Al-Qadisiyah. The only thing she did was that she said, praise to Allah, who honored me by their martyrdom, and I beseech Allah to join me with them in the shade of His mercy. Love stands behind all kinds of happiness, for one is never happy unless one loves Allah most merciful, whose door is constantly open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door is constantly open to everyone. If a disobedient slave turned to Allah most gracious with repentance, it is called out in the heavens and in the earth, congratulate so and so, for he has become reconciled with Allah. If we look upon Allah's beautiful name, Al-Wahhab, from the perspective of our original pure nature and disposition, our heart will be filled with love for our Maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious. As soon as our heart is filled with love for Allah, we find out our Lord's infinite divine care, love, help, and guidance to us, and we feel ultimate success and prosperity. When we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful divine name, Al-Wahhab, the All-Giver, seeing all His divine favors that He most gracious bestows upon us, we must necessarily love Him, and obedience is a token of love. In order to understand the meanings of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Wahhab, the All-Giver, we should ask ourselves, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most gracious given us? The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most gracious has given us is our existence. In other words, each one of us has his or her existence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has given us. Each one of us enjoy the existence, good health, food, drink, and other things. Who has given you your existence? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory to Him. who has given you existence and provided you with sustenance and means of living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has created water with no color, smell, or taste. If water were pink, human life would be unbearable. If water were sweet, food and all things would be sweet. If water were sticky, how would man wash his body and things? Imagine how things would be if water were made sticky. However, Allah Most Gracious has made water fluid, colorless, odorless, and tasteless. If water did not evaporate except at 100 centigrade, the floor of your room would remain wet forever if you spilled water thereupon. However, water begins to evaporate. Therefore, as soon as you spill some water on the floor of your room, it evaporates. In addition, water boils at 100 centigrade. If it boiled at 500 centigrade, as oil does, food would burn during cooking. Who has given you a sound memory whereby you distinguish different sounds and voices, even through the telephone? Who has made you get annoyed when you hear noise, but get amused when you hear birds singing? Surely it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wahhab, the All-Giver. Verily, you are the All-Giver. Who has given the food a nice smell? If Allah Most Gracious made the good food smell bad, while the bad food smell good, what would human life be like? As soon as food such as meat, for example, gets rotten, it smells horrible. Verily, you are the All-Giver. All things around you, your existence, your senses, and the substance and materials around you are all divine favors from the Lord, Al-Wahhab, the All-Giver. Who has created the sun for us? You pay hundreds of thousands of dollars more for a house that looks out on the sun. The sun, which has been burning more than 5,000 million years, and is the source of life on earth. It will remain a blaze for another 5,000 million years. Who has given us the sun? Surely it is Allah, Al-Wahhab, the All-Giver. Verily, you are the All-Giver. Who has made the moon as a calendar in the heaven? It is He, Allah Most Gracious, who has made the moon to help you know the number of years and reckoning. Verily, you are all the giver. Who has made the wind blow in order to renew the air and refresh man? The weather changes due to its movement, which removes pollution, dust, or bad smell. Undoubtedly, movement of the wind is one of Allah's great favors. Allah Most Gracious says, and we send the wind fertilizing, then cause the water to descend from the sky, and we give it to you to drink, and it is not you who are the owner of its sources. Once we calculated the amount of the water that a person needs for a whole year, we found out that he needs about 100 cubic meters. We should take into consideration that a reservoir of 100 cubic meters is equal to an apartment in which one can dwell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most Gracious, says, and it is not you who are the owners of its sources. Storage of water in springs is both remarkable and amazing. Who stores water in springs and in wells? Verily, you are the All-Giver. In Arabic, the word wahaba is driven, is derived from the verb wahab, which means to give someone something as a gift without getting anything in return. If someone has a son that is dutiful, obedient, religious, righteous, polite, well-behaved, and kind, is it correct to claim, "I have done my best to make my son as such"? The answer is no, of course not. It is clear that such father has forgotten Allah, Al-Wahhab, the All-Giver, who granted him such a good, righteous son. In this context, Allah, Al-Wahhab, says, "And we granted him Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, each of whom did we guide. And before him we did guide Noah, and among his progeny David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and Aaron. Thus do we reward the good doer." The verb granted in the above Quranic verses means that Allah Most Gracious give his prophet Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam his sons Isaac and Jacob as a gift that's without anything in return. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wahhab, gives you a son, it is a gift from him. It is not up to you to make your son a good, righteous person or not. It is all in Allah's hand. You might be the most powerful, influential, and knowledgeable person in the whole world, but have a son who gets you in trouble and makes your life unbearable. A great many good, righteous people have bad, deviated, disobedient children. Therefore, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wahhab, gives you a righteous, dutiful, obedient child, you should be most grateful to him, most gracious. Do not attribute your child righteousness, dutifulness, and obedience to your own intelligence and good upbringing. Do not say, "I am an intelligent person. I am a successful father. I always take care of my child and follow him here step by step." If he, she is a bad person, your care and upbringing are in vain. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word, "And we granted him Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," should be understood that holy prophets Isaac and Jacob, salawatullah alayhi wa sallam, were both given to their father Abraham alayhi salam as a gift from the Lord, Allah al-Wahhab, and not anyone else. No human being gives anything for nothing in return. The only one who gives for nothing in return is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wahhab, most gracious. If a human being gives you anything, who is the real donor? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious. Who inspired him to give you what he has given you? If someone offers you help or does you a favor, you should firmly believe that Allah, All Almighty, Most Gracious, has inspired him to do so. At any rate, should I not thank the person who does me a favor? Of course I should. If anyone offers you help or does you a favor, but you do not thank him, it would be ungrateful of you, because he does so willingly. To this effect, Allah, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "He who does not thank people does not thank Allah." Therefore, you must show adequate thankfulness and gratitude to a person who willingly offers you help or does you a favor, although it is Allah, All Almighty, who inspires him to do so. However, you should thank Allah first for inspiring people to help you or do you favors, and then you should offer thanks to people for helping you willingly. In this context, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, If someone seeks refuge with Allah, give him refuge. If someone asks you to give him something for the sake of Allah, give him what he asks. If someone asks Allah for help, help him. If someone does you a favor, reward him for his favor. But if you do not find anything to reward him, invoke Allah for him until you make sure that you have duly rewarded him. Be aware of mentioning the favors that you do to others, but do not forget the favors that they do to you. If you do anyone a favor, it is perfect of you not to mention it and to forget all about it, since you have done so just for the sake of Allah, Most Gracious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes true believers who do favors to other fellow humans as saying, "We feed you seeking Allah's countenance only. We wish for no reward nor thanks from you." However, if anyone does you a favor, it would be most ungrateful of you to forget such favor. This is because if you do not show adequate gratitude to people, you do not show adequate gratitude to Allah, even though you believe that the favor that the fellow human does you is in fact from Allah, Most Gracious. First, he glory to him, inspired him. Second, he allowed him. And third, he enabled him. If a human being gives you something or does you a favor, the effect of such thing or favor end by the end of life. However, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most Gracious, grants you a favor of his through some human beings, good offices, this means that the effects of such favor will last forever. To this effect, Allah Most Merciful says, that is paradise, of which Allah gives glad tidings to his slaves who believe and do righteous good deeds. So, O Muhammad, no reward do I ask of you for this except to be kind to me and for my kinship with you. And whoever does a good righteous deed, we shall give him an increase of good in respect thereof. Verily, Allah is oft forgiving, most ready to appreciate the good deeds of those who are obedient to him. If you drink water from a spring, beware of spitting therein, for that would be very ungrateful of you. To the same purpose, the verse goes, I taught him shooting every day, but when he learned well enough, he shot me. And I taught him to write poems, but when he made a poem, he defamed me. Undoubtedly, the one who inspires other fellow humans to help you or do you favors is Allah, Almighty, Most Gracious. And the one who enables other fellow humans to help you or do you favors is Allah, Most Merciful. In other words, the inspirer is Allah, and the doer is Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة الإجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى الوهاب, the all giver, is the benefactor who is bounty abounding and most great, generous, who grants favors without measure, who is most kind, who gives without being asked, and who never withholds his favors from his slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wahhab, the all-giver, is he who gives you with no means and bestows his favors upon you with no reason or cause. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wahhab, the all-giver, is he who gives for nothing in return and caused to die for no purpose. We are all Allah's slaves, and all the good things that we have or enjoy are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious. Therefore, we should know for sure that every blessing or favor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious. Gratitude is of three ranks. The first rank is to recognize that blessings and favors are all from Allah, most gracious. The second rank is that your heart should abound in gratitude to Him. The third rank is to hasten to help and serve Allah's slaves, other fellow humans. Undoubtedly, the third rank is the best. For Allah, most generous, said, is there any reward for good other than good? In this Quranic verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses every human being. O my slave, if you stick to my command, serve my slaves, guide them to me, act in good faith toward them, offer them adequate help, and be generous to them, if you do this, you do well to my slaves. Is it reasonable that I do you evil in return? Is there any reward for your good doing other than my good doing to you? This is because Allah is the most thankful. If a believer fails to recognize that Allah's good treatment to him is a kind of divine honor that Allah confers upon him, and wrongly thinks that such good treatment is due to his own honesty, devotion, or good, righteous work, this reflects weakness in faith. This is because the token of true faith is to believe that all blessings and favors that you enjoy bespeaks Allah's divine grace to you. If you hasten to offer adequate help to other fellow humans who are also Allah's slaves, Allah provides you with His divine help. For Allah's help as slave, as long as the slave helps his fellow slave. There is another Quranic verse, for him, each person, there are angels in succession before and behind him. They guard him by Allah's command. Verily, Allah will not change the condition of a people unless they change their state themselves. But if Allah wills people's punishment, there can be no turning back of it, and they will find against him no protector. A person's share of this divine name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wahhab, is that he should give generously for Allah and his cause, out of that which Allah has given him, his knowledge, experience, time, power, effort, and social status. Such is a person's share of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Wahhab, the All-Giver. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إلهي هب لنا نورا نكتشف به محبك ومراضيك ونتجنب به معاصيك، وهب لنا عافية في أبداننا وسعة في أرزاقنا وطولا في أعمارنا، وهب لنا لذة المعرفة في قلوبنا والشهود لأرواحنا حتى نبذل النفس والمال بدون عوض ولا غرض إلى وجهك الكريم يا وهاب يا رحيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.